I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 weeks after a 7.0 quake rocked parts of Turkey and Greece, strong aftershocks keep coming. The Turkish city of Izmir suffered the worst of the damage. The initial quake collapsed 17 buildings, killing at least 91 and injuring over 900. Gulsum, deputy director of Sat7 Turk, says they've been praying for those affected, assuring listeners that the earthquake is not a divine judgment. Pray that God would comfort the people of Izmir and that many would find their hope in Jesus Christ. And in a year that's been difficult for every country around the world, nations in the Near East are particularly struggling. But even in these hardships, there's hope. The pandemic has led many people in Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Syria to ask questions about Jesus. Jane of Cry Out Now requests prayer for guidance and hope for those seeking peace in Jesus. She's also asking us to pray for those in Lebanon, specifically because of the challenges this year. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer